Hi, this is Mary Traveland with Dixon Brothers Pool and Pond Supply in Mesquite. I've been Neil's announcer for many years. And now, with Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening, it's my pleasure to welcome my friend, Neil Sperry.
Thank you, Mary Traveland. Thank you very, very much. And good morning, everybody. We're really glad to have you tuned. Hope you'll be with us for the next 3 live hours. Pick up that phone. Give us a call. That is your responsibility. I've been studying hypnosis now for some time, and maybe 4 seconds. And I'd like to hypnotize you into calling this program right now. It's a good time to call through. Cold, cloudy, gray day. Half of North Texas is sound asleep. The other half is still thinking about how their football team did yesterday or still lamenting our poor Texas Rangers. Pick up the phone. We're talking about plants. Gardening never has challenges. Gardening always wins. Let's talk about it. 800-288-WBAP. That's 800-288-9227. And we would love to have you on the phones. Lee Riza is running the boards, and we have Charlie Trudeau, who is screening the calls for us today, so we have a great team in store for you, and I'll try to hold up my part of that. Again, I need some calls right now as we go on the air. It's this way every autumn. 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Call right now. Couple of announcements to give you, and then we'll get on to our calls of the day. This is from Texas A&M. The Texas A&M AgriLife Extension has asked me to mention that they are having their Texas Fruit and Nut Orchard Conference, an educational program with two purposes, and it will be October 11 and 12 at the Brazos Center. That's at 3232 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan. I'm going to give you a phone number. That's the only contact information that I have for more information or for sign up. I don't have a website to send you to. I don't understand that part of it, but that happens. So I'm going to give you a phone number in a minute. If you have interest in commercial, especially, or very serious amateur fruit and nut production, then the Texas Fruit and Nut Orchard Conference is just for you. Orienting prospective growers in starting a new commercial fruit orchard, and the second of the objectives, offering alternative fruit crops and production systems to establish commercial fruit growers in Texas. While this conference is intended to assist commercial fruit producers, the materials presented will also be helpful to individuals who simply want to grow fruit and nuts for health and recreation. For more information about the conference, contact Monty Nesbitt, and the number is 979, this is at the Texas A&M Horticultural Offices, 979-862-1218. You'll need to call tomorrow. The cost is $80. It will be October 11 and 12 in Bryan, and Monty can tell you all the details, 979-862-1218, 979-862-1218. All right. Let me mention to you something coming up in which my wife will be involved, and I certainly will be attending. The McKinney Community Band is doing a charity performance, and this will be Saturday, October 20 at 7:30 in the downtown, the old courthouse, McKinney Performing Arts Center, right on the square in downtown McKinney. It'll be a fun evening. Saturday, October 20, 7:30. Prepare to be bewitched as your McKinney Community Band performs some of this season's spookiest music. As an added treat, this concert highlights Serenity High, and donations to support the school will be accepted at the concert. Now, the tickets to the concert are free, but you do have to contact them. I guess that's on another sheet of paper here. I'm sorry. Go to McKinneyCommunityBand.com. Tickets are required. They are free. McKinneyCommunityBand.com. In fact, I believe Principal Julie Ferraro is a member of the McKinney Community Band. October 20 at 7:30. It's free in downtown McKinney. They will pass the hat for Serenity High. Donations are accepted, but they are donations. And that's McKinneyCommunityBand.com. We thank them for their support of the nation's only public recovery high school. My wife is going as a music major from Ohio State, the Ohio State University, home of the wonderful band. We were there 2 weeks ago yesterday to see the quadruple, actually, Script Ohio at halftime. That really was the highlight of the entire game. Fun to get back after 45 years. And Lynn is going to guest conduct a march That will add to the spirit of the evening. All right, and that's October 20. That's a Saturday night. And what else do we have? We have today's SPCA of Texas Pet of the Week, sponsored by Sunburst Shutters. Today's SPCA of Texas dog is Callie, C-A-L-I. Callie is a gorgeous girl, a sweet and loving black, tan, and white shepherd mix with the prettiest smile around. She's only 4 years old. She actually came to the SPCA of Texas all the way from Louisiana. She speaks Cajun. When Hurricane Isaac loomed in Callie's home state, the SPCA of Texas took her and her friends in so they could be safe in the Lone Star State. That means that Callie is a Cajun Texan now. She's a sweet girl who loves to play. She loves everyone. She's full of joy when people come to visit her. Callie is the perfect girl for any family. Would love to meet you soon. So come meet Callie today. It's a great day to adopt a dog. It was about 4 years ago on weather just about like this, with just a little bit more sprinkle in the air, that my grandson Sam and I went to the SPCA shelter in McKinney, same place where Callie is today, and we adopted Sky. And boy, that description of sweet and happy and loves everybody fits Sky, and it fits Callie as well. Go on out today to adopt a pet. We have adopted more than 20 animals from the rescue animals in our married life in Collin County, and there are two shelters. One of them is in Dallas County, one's in Collin County. Callie has already been spayed. She's had all of her age-appropriate vaccines. They invite you to bring your current dog out to make sure everybody gets along well, and that works well. Cute Callie will be waiting for her meet and greet, and also for her new forever owners. And she is at 8411 Stacy Road, Farm to Market 720, just east of Custer Road. If you're at Custer and Stacy, you are about a quarter mile west of the shelter. You need to go to the east toward Central Expressway. That quarter mile, the Perry campus is on the south side of Stacy Road. It's a lovely facility. It's just lovely, and it is a very inspirational place to go to adopt a pet. It is not a sad place. It is a very happy place. Please help adopt animals. If you hear this mentioned, please tell them, hey, Neil Sperry was telling me I would enjoy this. I'm here because I thought I would get some fun out of coming to see the dogs and the cats and the donkeys and the emus and I don't know what all they have. If you go to spca.org/findapet, you'll see what all they have. Now, that is 8411 Stacy Road, and that's a quarter mile east of Custer in McKinney, just north of Craig Ranch. They're open noon until 6 every day of the week, including today, as is the Dallas Center at 2400 Lone Star Drive off I-30 and Hampton Road. The SPCA of Texas Pet of the Week, sponsored today by the great people at Sunburst Shutters. Won't you get to Sunburst Shutters? Go to their showroom. They'll give you directions when you call their number. Actually, it's probably just as good or maybe better if you were to call them and say, why don't you come to my house, measure my windows, and give me a bid? If you've been thinking about replacing old windows, old window treatments with beautiful plantation style Sunburst Shutters, the place to go is the place that we went. We called Sunburst Shutters 4 years ago. They had just come aboard as a radio advertiser. I told my wife, I think you're going to like this one. And sure enough, we love them every day at our home. Sunburst Shutters, we got the 3.5-inch louver size. They have some that are larger, some that are smaller. The larger the shutter louver, the fewer lines you see when you look out into your yard. Love these Sunburst Shutters made of polywood. It's a man-made product. It doesn't crack or warp or split or peel. Every one of them is custom fit to every window in your home, and they are the most energy efficient shutters anywhere around. SunburstShutters.com. SunburstShutters.com. They're also available in Austin, San Antonio, Houston, and Waco. Call this main number, 214-343-2601. 214-343-2601, sunburstshutters.com.
Neil Sperry writes for more than 20 Texas newspapers, and his Complete Guide to Texas Gardening is one of America's all-time best-selling gardening references. Once again, here's Neil.
All right, Mary, thank you very, very much. And we are going to go to Michael in Chickasaw, Oklahoma for our first call today. Michael, this is Neil. How may I help you?
Well, Neil, I had a question. I'm thinking of building a greenhouse. And one of the questions I had was, I'm thinking about building it out of course, wood. in plastic because I saw a little. I have a book at home, and it talked about building an economical one. And I was wondering, are you able to heat one with warm water? Is it possible to get hot in there for the plants to survive in the colder months?
Are you talking about just warm water out of a hot water pipe, or are you talking about some sophisticated steam heat of some sort?
Out of a hot water pipe system.
I don't think I would want to try that. I don't think I would want to try that. I think, sure, you can, but how much? That's going to cost you an arm and a leg and an arm and a leg. I just think you're going to be killing yourself trying to get it up to temperature. You're going to end up having to supplement that, and the supplement probably would have worked fine. It's not something I'm familiar with. I'm certainly familiar with steam heat and hot water heating through commercial greenhouses, through pads and tubes that run right at pot level on the benches. But their goal is to heat the immediate environment of the plants, even to the point that those greenhouse growers will pull clear plastic tents within the greenhouse to hold that heat in. This is not something that you can do in a home hobby greenhouse, I don't think.
Well, that's what I kind of got that idea from. I had read something somewhere on the internet or something about how they did that. And I was
you need to double check where that was. That might have been in northern Florida or Arizona or someplace where it isn't as cold in the winter. But Oklahoma can get very cold, as you well know, and I think I would look into a more conventional means of heating. An electric heater can work. However, you need some kind of how large is your greenhouse going to be?
It's not going to be very big. It's probably going to be about 8 by 12, probably.
All right. 8 by 12 is about the minimum size. If you get anything smaller than that, it will overheat on you in the wintertime. It'll get so hot so fast you won't be able to manage the temperature. I had a 6 by 8, and it was a miserable thing. But the 8 by 12 is certainly achievable. You may want to put a piece of shade fabric over the top to moderate the change of temperature. That does as much damage as cool conditions.
Yeah,
I had an electric heater in my greenhouse in Farmers Branch. The greenhouse that I have now is a large commercial greenhouse that I bought used. It's 30 by 60 feet. And I have a gas propane heater in it, and then I have a backup propane heater. And that's a big greenhouse, and my heating bills to overwinter the plants that I have are affordable. They're roughly equal to the water bill that I have for my landscape, and I consider that, because of what I do for a living, an acceptable investment. So a small propane tank, if that's legal, or a natural gas hookup, if you have gas in the neighborhood, those are possibilities. Well, it has to be vented, and you need an alternate source in case anything goes wrong. If you have an electric heater, you need just something. Maybe it's a camp heater that has some kind of guaranteed ventilation that won't smoke up the plants. If you have a gas heater, maybe it's an electric heater in case you run out of gas. So anyway, those are all things to think about.
I also had another quick question, too, on that. I was curious about plastic because I know black attracts the heat. Would that be helpful in the colder months as well?
Where would you put it?
Like outside, just as a temporary deal, maybe on the warmer days to draw in a little more heat.
Oh, no. You don't want to do that. You're going to have all the heat you want on good days and even on the cold days. No, you don't want to cover it. The reason for having the greenhouse is to have the light in there. You might as well put stuff in the garage. No, you don't want to do that. The best thing to do is to use a high-quality polyethylene plastic. Some of them are now made to last 3 or 4 years, even exposed to the sunlight, and then put a double layer. Figure out a way to get a double layer of it with air in between. That will make you a huge difference. Even if you just tack the double layer beneath, that's better than nothing by far. Some people will put bubble wrap inside. That will help. But the best thing is to rig up a way where you can have a double layer. Mine is, my greenhouse has about 3 inches of air. It has a little thing that looks like a hairdryer that inflates the entire greenhouse, runs at a very low speed, 24 hours a day.
Okay.
All right.
Appreciate it. Yep.
All right. Good luck. You're going to have fun. Just be patient and make your decisions wisely.
All right.
All
Thank
right.
you, Tim.
Thank you so much for calling. All right. We're going to take our first break for this program. And let me give you the offer from Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. Your time is really running out. We're just about ready to say this is your last chance. So don't delay. If you want the lowest price of the year on my 2013 Texas gardening calendar, I am full speed ahead on the calendar. It is the next thing on my list of, oh, you got to get this done. The thing right before it on that list was my 2011 income taxes. Yes, yes, the extensions have run out. Well, the calendar is on the top of the list now, and I am going to finish this thing up and get it to the printer. So, if you want the pre-production price on the calendar, you must call immediately. $36.95 is what you will pay to get the calendar, plus it's 12,000 words telling you month by month when you need to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all of the plants in your landscape and garden, beautiful calendar, all that information, and a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, judged to be the best regional gardening magazine in all of America. All of that written just for Texas, satisfaction guaranteed. One-year new or renewal to the magazine, all of that information, and a beautiful calendar when it prints at $36.95 and $3 postage for the calendar. The price will never come back down to $36.95 again, so call today before 11. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769. As we make the turn toward fall, maybe you think you escaped summer without foundation issues. But if you had the traditional problems, cracks in the walls or doors that started to stick, you need to call Advanced Foundation Repair. The home inspection is free. Their patented ProLift repair system is guaranteed for the lifetime of the house. So at the first sign of trouble, you call Advanced Foundation Repair. 214-333-0003. 214-333-0003. FoundationRepairs.com. Covington Nursery is bursting with gorgeous trees, shrubs, and fabulous fall color. Everything you need for fall planting and decorating, including pumpkins in all shapes and sizes, gourds, hay bales, corn stalks, mums, and thousands of their own homegrown pansies in every color of the rainbow. Fall is the best time to plant. They've been saying that for all 38 years that Covington's has been in business. You want to get out to Covington's for 18 acres. They have the very best plant selection you'll find anywhere. Their friendly nursery professionals are always ready to assist you with your gardening questions. Covington's invites you to their 5th annual Fall Festival this coming Saturday, October 13, from noon until 4. There'll be hay rides, pumpkin patch, hay maze, petting zoo, kids' pansy planting workshop, and much more fun. Kids are encouraged to wear costumes. Don't forget your camera for those colorful family photos. The admission is one can of food per person for Covington's food drive to help rally needy children's fund. Go to covingtonnursery.com for details on their gardening classes, events, and services. covingtonnursery.com. They're at 5518 President George Bush Highway, that's formerly Liberty Grove Road, just north of Highway 66, off the Bush Turnpike. Pike in Rowlett, just north of Highway 66. 972-475-5888. Of course, you can go to covingtonnursery.com for details on their gardening classes, events and services, and their available stock list, which includes plant sizes and prices, even those in Joe Covington's half-price greenhouse. Covington Nursery and Landscape, independently owned and operated since 1972. Why, that's 40 years. Open 7 days a week to serve you. That's in Rowlett, 5518 President George Bush Highway, Covington Nursery and Landscape Company. You can always find a list of my radio advertisers by going to neilsperry.com, then clicking on Neil on the Radio. You'll find sponsors like the Baylor Regional Medical Center at Plano, Preston Road, and George Bush 190 in Plano. 1-800-4-BAYLOR. And Arborological Services, the Dallas area number 972-442-1524. Tarrant County area 817-849-1160. On the web, arborological.com. I've known Bill Jensen for 42 years now. My friend Bill Jensen owns and operates Norway Irrigation, which he founded in 1983. Before that, he had been a nurseryman, so this man knows plants through and through and their irrigation needs. They serve all of DFW Norway Irrigation does, and they are faithful to their commitment to quality. They offer only the best in equipment, and that would be Weathermatic equipment. They offer only the best in design services when they design a sprinkler system or an upgrade to an existing system, and they offer only the best in service work. Sometimes the best gets a week or two behind. Probably not this time of year, but it can happen. They're worth the wait. Norway Irrigation. They're the best. A long history of working with architects, designers, homeowners, and landscape companies on all sizes of projects, large and small. Remember Norway Irrigation for quality and service and affordability. 972-446-3292. NorwayIrrigation.com. 972-446-3292. To our phone lines, let's go to Kay in Keller. Kay, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
How can I help you?
I have a question about a plant that I saw recently called porcelain vine, and I'm just curious how it does in our area.
I would think it would do well. It's Ampelopsis, and it, if I'm not mistaken, is... I know Ampelopsis arborea. I don't know. I did a quick look just to make sure I was on the right plant. This is Ampelopsis glandulosa, and that would appear to me to be, it looks awfully similar. I don't know if that's a different name for Ampelopsis arborea. I don't believe it is, but they're very similar. And Ampelopsis arborea is a wild vine. I see it in my yard once in a while, and if I have room, I let it grow. It's very pretty. Did you see it in a nursery? Did you see it? Where'd you see it?
Yes, at a big box.
Okay. Well, it's worth a try. Check the hardiness zone. Let me just see if I can copy and paste. I may be able to give you that. It's another one of the pepper vines. And let me see, Ampelopsis glandulosa. I may be able to do an ask.com on that really quickly and save you that agony. What I will do is, what is hardiness zone of Ampelopsis glandulosa? And if you will do that for any plant and put scientific name in, you will pretty quickly on the match, zone 5, you're good. So I don't think you'll have a problem.
Okay, so is it annual or perennial?
Oh no, it's perennial. It's a woody vine. Ampelopsis arborea is a pretty little vine, but it does, I haven't let it grow on a fence. I don't have any fence, and I have a lot of shade at my home, and so I don't necessarily let it develop. I believe I have seen it get pretty large. Give it a try. You know, buy one. I always want to send you to an independent retail garden center, always, because I believe you find the best help and the most adapted plants there. But this is worth trying.
Okay, thank you.
All right, good deal. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Darlene in Fort Worth. Darlene, this is Neil.
Good morning, and thank you for all your help over the last few years.
You bet.
I'm an avid gardener.
Good for you.
And I have really enjoyed my patio gardening since I retired. Is it too late to spread the pre-emergent weed killer for next spring's wheat?
That's actually for the fall and winter weeds. I think you'll get some effect. You'll still have a lot of them, and you'll say, well, that didn't do much good, Neil led me wrong. So, you know, at some point you say, well, am I willing to reduce the population by 50% or by 30%, or do I just give it up for lost? They need to be applied the first 10 or 15 days of September. If it's really hot, you can delay it a little bit.
Right.
But I was telling people on my Facebook page 2 weeks ago, this is your absolute last chance. I don't think I want to change that here.
All right. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right. Bye-bye. Good luck with it. Thanks for calling. Yeah, if you have joined me on Facebook, you know we talk about things of that sort a lot there, and I'd love to have you alongside. That would be fun. Dalworth Clean, the next best thing to new. You can rely on Dalworth to clean, restore, repair, even replace carpets, hardwood, tile and grout, natural stone, and fine rugs. I've told you about Dalworth for more than 31 years. Right now, you pay only $29 per area on 5 areas or more of carpet deep down Dalworth Clean. Book online at dalworth.com for additional savings. Or you can call them tomorrow morning at 214 or 817 1-877-267-8433. That is one of the most recognized phone numbers in the Metroplex because they've been singing it for a long time and featuring it in their ads on television and radio. 267-8433. You're correct. I will not be singing it. You can count on Dalworth for quality and service. They've won all the awards. They do all kinds of floor surface cleaning and resurfacing, and they can even put in a brand new flooring surface for you if you want to make a major change. They offer Dalworth Fine Floors at 8509 Davis in North Richland Hills. It is a retail store. You can go in 6 days a week, closed on Sundays. Their number, if you'd like their shop-at-home van service, is 817-520-1400. Dalworth Fine Floors, Dalworth Clean. Remember, Dalworth Clean special, $29 per area, 5 areas or more. Deep down, Dalworth Clean. Dalworth.com is the website, 214 or 817, Metro 267-8433.
The 24-hour newsroom, the 24-hour traffic watch, and the weather from meteorologist Brad Barton. It's all here. News Talk 820 AM, 96.7 FM, WBAP.
Dallas Plumbing Company has served the DFW Metroplex continuously since 1903. They are family-owned by the wonderful Downs family. Nice, nice people for 4 generations. One company for all your plumbing, heating, and air conditioning needs. Voted the best plumber in D Magazine, Best Pick Plumber, Air Conditioning, and Heating by Best Pick Report, and Consumer's Choice Award for Business Excellence. They've won that in many, many years. Dallas Plumbing Company is a Carrier Factory Authorized Dealer. Carrier, turn to the experts. Now through November 15, get as much as $1,350 cash back and 0% interest for up to 3 years on new qualifying high-efficiency Carrier air conditioning systems. New customers who haven't used Dallas Plumbing in the past 3 years will receive $50 off your first plumbing or air conditioning service call. And they invite you to see the new display at their kitchen and bath showroom at 11055 Plano Road in Dallas. That's 11055 Plano Road in Dallas. It's about a mile north of LBJ. Avoid problems with fitting your new fixtures to your plumbing by talking to the experts first. DallasPlumbing.com. Phone number, 6 days a week. Call them at 214-340-6300. They do, of course, offer emergency service on weekends. 214-340-6300. DallasPlumbing.com. Time to check in now with the WBAP 24/7 Newsroom, our buddy Jerry Overton. Jerry?
Thank you, Neil. WBAP News time now is 8:33. Overcast skies, 49 degrees. Texas says the cost of joining a national sex offender registry is too high. We'll get details after your first weather and traffic. And the WBAP Weather and Touch forecast, cloudy and cool with a high of 55 today. Clouds will start to go away tonight, 40 for the lows, sunny and 69 tomorrow. And then Tuesday, sunny and closer to normal temperatures, get up to about 82 for the high. At DFW Airport, it's overcast, 49 degrees. And now here's the WBAP 24-hour on-time traffic watch.
A couple of freeway problems in Arlington right now. I-30 westbound at Collins. Watch for a collision. Also southbound Highway 360 at Mayfield Road. This report brought to you by 99 Cents Only Stores. Halloween parties are around the corner, and 99 Cents Only Stores is your first stop shop for sweet savings on Halloween candy, treats, party favors, tableware, and decorations. Save more. Shop 99 Cents Only Stores first for everything. With the WBAP 24-hour on-time traffic watch, I'm Blaine Brooks.
Texas citing cost concerns as the reason it's joined 4 other states in shunning a national sex offender registry that was created in 2006. Texas officials say it would take an estimated $38 million to modify the existing registry program. Drivers in California paying at the pump today. Overnight, a gallon of gas hit a record high of $4.65. Brandy Hitt says time and supply, not market speculation, fueling the price hike.
Experts say refinery issues have created tight supplies. In California, power problems took Exxon's plant out of commission early last week, and a fire at a Richmond refinery in August added to a shortfall already created by pipeline problems. Some independent station owners, citing the high cost of wholesale fuel, have even stopped selling gas altogether.
The high today, 55 degrees. It is 49 degrees at DFW Airport. From the WBAP 24/7 newsroom, I'm Jerry Overton. Back to Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening next on WBAP.
All right, Jerry, thank you very much. Let me tell you about my 2013 home landscape school. We have redesigned this, and my speakers this year are joining me. I'm going to be speaking more than I've ever done in the landscape school. Stephen Chambly from Shandor Gardens, Jimmy Turner from the Dallas Arboretum will be on stage with us as well. It's not a stage. It's going to be where we give our presentations. It'll be an all-day home landscape school Saturday, January 26th at the Plano Center. We've done this for 18 years, and it's always a sellout. You'll learn principles of good design, the best trees and shrubs, annual and perennial color for Texas. That's going to be Jimmy Turner's topic. Terrific turf grass, effective entries and front gardens, fun patios and backyards, and designing to scale. In fact, I might add that part of the whole plan is to give you a landscape plan. We give you a 30-minute consultation either on February 9 or 10 with a landscaping professional to complete your landscape plan. We'll teach you how to do a landscape plan to scale. Consultations will be held at North Haven Gardens in Dallas. After your consultation, you'll leave with a working drawing for your project and the knowledge of how to design additional improvements in the future. The price is $179 for one person, $219 for two people. The prices go up by $20 in just a couple of weeks. And so we invite you to call right now to register or go to neilsperry.com. NEILSPERRY.com. Click on schools. To register, though, you can call right now, 800-752-GROW. Same number you call to get the calendar offer, 1-800-752-4769.
Not just the news around the world, it's the news of your world. News Talk, 820 AM, 96.7 FM, WBAP.
Well, I want to reintroduce you to a funny little name in horticulture. It's Jamasco, J-E-M-A-S-C-O, Jamasco. You've heard me talk about how much I love and how much I buy of their pine bark mulch. Well, you know they not only sell their pine bark mulch at dozens of nurseries, hardware stores, and other fine retailers, they also have top quality cedar, cypress, hardwood, colored mulch, and compost and manure. That's Jamasco. For 20 years, I've used only the one brand of the pine bark mulch in my landscape and garden, and that brand is Jamasco. Sometimes I've had to drive a ways to get it, but it's become very popular. I like it because it's small nickel and dime size pieces, uniform in size, not stringy, not full of chunks. It's great for the uniform look as a mulch in my landscape, but I also use it as a soil amendment, and I also use it for pathways. And that's one of the specific things that's typical of the pine bark mulch, is that you can use it in a pathway. I am very happy to tell you about this company. I'm very happy to tell you about these other types of mulch that they offer, because they may be your choice. When I tell you pine bark mulch in my answers to questions, in my mind, I'm thinking Jamasco. I just don't do plugs for my sponsors during my answers. But it's pine bark mulch, and it's Jamasco, J-E-M-A-S-C-O, Texas packaged. For a listing of retail stores carrying the Jamasco products, you can call toll-free 800-283-0361, 800-283-0361, jamasco.com, J-E-M-A-S-C-O.
Hi, I'm Steve Barrett of Arborological Services. Once again, here's our friend, Neil Sperry.
Thank you, Steve, very, very much. I looked down my list of callers coming up, Jim in McKinney, Nelson in Arlington. I really hope you'll hang with me. I have a couple calls ahead of you. You have questions that are worrisome to me, and I do want to discuss them with you. Let me go to John in Lake Palestine. John, well, he's not in the lake, but he's somewhere near the lake. How can I help you?
Good morning, Neil.
Yes, sir.
I'd like to just have some general information about how to take care of my landscape plants, trimming them during the growing season, trimming them when they get too big.
What are they?
Well, Fontinias, I've got a couple of camellias, and holly. and a pyracanthia.
Okay. We've got all kinds of plants going on. Let me try to be general, but it's a whole afternoon talk. If you wanted to go sit through the world's most boring lecture, that would be it probably, and I'd be giving it. So let me try to boil it down to the salient facts. First of all, it's really critical. If ever you replace things or redo a part of your landscape, choose plants that grow to the mature height that you need, so you'll never again have to say they got too tall on me. I mentioned to somebody the other day, I probably, in a half-acre landscape that I have, probably spend an hour a year actually trimming the shrubs and things that I have, just because I've been really careful not to get things that get too large. That said, you can do selective pruning all through the growing season. The thing that is ultimately damaging to plants as they get some years on them is when we shape them into round, into globes or into boxes. They try to produce new growth, and we keep whacking it off and whacking it off and whacking it off. And eventually those plants just say, you know, why am I bothering? It's like a child who is never praised by a parent or a guardian. And so the important thing there is just do as little as you can get by with, and do it selectively. Don't use hedge trimmers. Use lopping shears and hand shears. If you need to do major pruning of a shrub, the best time to do that in almost all cases would be late in the winter. The one exception would be if it's a spring flowering shrub like azaleas, or in your case you mentioned camellias. You'd want to wait until immediately after the late winter and spring flowering shrubs bloom, and then prune them at that point and reshape them. But as much as you can, stay away from formal shearing.
Okay. All right.
Can you imagine another 3 hours and 55 minutes of that?
That's about all I can stay at.
I agree with you.
I really like to hear you say that you only mess with them about an hour.
Well, I'm just careful up front because I don't want the aftermath. I grew up having to prune a privet hedge, and I said, you know, I don't think I'm going to do that when I get my house. Mom and Dad were wonderful parents, and I loved gardening, so I didn't mind it other than the clouds of white flies that flew up my face. But but I had to do that every Friday, and that kind of got old after a while. Friday night was supposed to be date night when you're in high school, and I was pruning privets, which is explains a little bit my social behavior now. I'm sorry?
On these that got too big, it's primarily the Fulcinias. They're probably 7 or 8 feet high.
Well, they grow to 20 feet tall, Jim. They grow 20 feet tall, so they're halfway to what they ought to be. They're not too tall. Yeah. They're way too short. So go ahead. You're going to ask. Say it again.
Can I cut them back by 25, 30, 40%?
Yeah, you can, but every time you do that, you weaken them incredibly. That's a plant that should never we should never try to maintain red-tip photinias at less than 12 or 14 feet, because every time we prune them shorter, it weakens them. We're taking away manufactured sugar they worked hard to make, and we're just penalizing them. And when we do it at 4 or 5 feet, That's what breaks my heart, is when I see people plant them around windows and other places where I know they're going to try to cut them way back to 4 feet. You can do that February, or probably late January is the best time for that. And there will come a time that they'll come down with an entomosporium fungal leaf spot probably, and when they do, that's your time to replace them with something unrelated that will stay much shorter.
Are there any early symptoms of that fungal?
You know, I'm just looking here that you're I'm sorry, they've already taken away your post, I'm sorry, from Lake Palestine. The fungal will be maroon spots on the leaves, freckles on the leaves, first symptoms. They look harmless, but they're not. I better run. I appreciate your call. Let me go to Jim in Vernon. Jim, this is Neil. Good morning. Jim, are you there with me? All right. Something seemed odd about the sequence of those. What was his name at Lake Palestine? He was John, all right? And so Jim may have left. He was going to ask about Nellie R. Stevens for screening, and I'm going to let you guys put him on hold. Let's go to Mark in Fort Worth. Mark, this is Neil. How may I help you?
Yeah, good morning, Neil.
Good morning.
Long-time listener. Enjoy your show.
Thank you.
I put some additional fescue down just a couple, 3 weeks ago. And when should I be feeding that, and what would you recommend with?
All right. Fescue should be fertilized when you mow it the second time. I actually use that answer on every new grass planting, whether it's fescue from seed or whether it's sod that we put out of for example, Bermuda grass in the summer. After you mow it the second time, you fertilize it at half the recommended rate. And that would be, for Vernon, that would be to use a very high nitrogen fertilizer at half the recommended rate. And I really would recommend you put a quality fertilizer on it, not something like ammonium sulfate that's just almost junk food, but get a quality lawn food and put it out at half the rate. If it says that that should cover 4,000 square feet, use half the bag on 4,000 square feet or use the whole bag for 8,000 square feet.
Okay. All right, sounds good. And I got my pre-emergent down about 3 weeks ago, so hopefully it'll take effect in the early next year.
Okay, hang on just a second. Whoa, wheels just blew out on our
But I didn't put them over the same area.
Oh, thank you.
No,
you understand why I hemorrhaged.
Yeah, I separated the two areas.
That's good.
I've got an acre and a quarter, so I've got the outside areas, but the fescue underneath the trees.
Folks, so often people ask about, can I seed my ryegrass or in the northwestern part of the state, like Vernon and northwest from there, can I plant fescue and put a pre-emergent out? You can't do both things because one counteracts the other. So good for you. You're on the right track.
I called a few months back and talked to a gentleman, this was back in the summer, I guess, to get an idea of when to plant pre-emergent down and also the fescue, and both are, you know, mid-September type.
Yep, you're
items,
doing so. Fine. You're on the money. Good for you, yeah. Jim. Thanks for calling. All righty. Let's see. We'll take a break, and we will come back to that was not Jim. That was probably Mark in Fort Worth. Man, I am just – my screen is just – guys, freshen that, if you will, and get it current. I'm about three callers behind calling the wrong names on these people. No wonder they're not answering me. Let's see. Let me tell you about the offer from Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. My magazine now is in its 27th year upcoming, and we'd love to have you as a subscriber. Finest garden writers in Texas have written for us for many of those years, five or six of them for all 27 years. And I think you'll find it to be a wonderful tool in your gardening endeavors in the Lone Star State. You have a chance to save the maximum 38% on my 2013 Texas gardening calendar by buying it with a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. The calendar will have, when it prints very, very shortly, it will have more than 12,000 words of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all of the plants in your landscape and garden. It's a huge amount of information. It's going to be a beautiful calendar. I always save my best photographs for the calendar. I am almost ready to turn it to the printer, and we are on the way then at that point. Price goes up when we print it. You have to pay more. If you'll order before I have to commit to a press count, then I can give you the best price. Total price for the entire deal, full year of our magazine, new or renewal, your copy of a beautiful wall calendar and the 12,000 words of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all of your plants down at the bottom of each month's grid page. All of that for $36.95. Call today before 11. There's a $3 postage charge for the calendar covering the box and postage. Now, that's $36.95. The price will never come back down to that level again. 1-800-752-GROW. Call before 11. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769.
Since 1983, the experts at WhizQ Stone have been a leader across the Metroplex, turning landscape dreams into reality. With 22 acres of beautiful natural stones, such as flagstone, decorative cobblestone, boulders, river rock, and gravel, the skilled professionals at WhizQ Stone can help you have the outdoor living area you've always wanted. Visit their outside showroom of extensive displays, which will inspire and help you create and design your personal outdoor paradise. With many different water features and sitting areas, they've used every element in hardscapes and plantings to show the beauty of all these products and how they can be used in your home. Visit the experts at WhizQ at their display gardens located at 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth. For more information, visit their website at whiz-q.com. That's whiz-q.com or call 817-429-0822. WhizQ Stone, leaders in hardscape and landscaping supplies, helping to build the lifestyle of your dreams.
Really nice people. Thank you. Leaves have begun to fall, should be removed from ponds and swimming pools. Dixon Brothers has just what you need, like a new pond vacuum or a pool cleaner. You can also get helpful tips to make your job faster and easier. Dixon Brothers, you can get all the fall must-haves, including Big Top Pond Nets and sturdy Pond Shark Telescoping Nets, Genki Fish Foods for cooler temperature feeding, aquatic thermometers, and much more. Old Man Winter will be here before long, so plan ahead. Call Dixon Brothers to winterize your pool. Install a freeze guard to protect your equipment from costly freeze damage. Repair or replace any malfunctioning pipes, heaters, or filters. Get winter covers for above-ground pools. They even have solar fish for your pools to extend your swimming season. Dixon Brothers, the Metroplex Authority in swimming pool equipment, floating fountains, water gardens, and koi ponds. Visit Dixon Brothers showroom at 204 North Galloway in Mesquite, or call them at 972-288-7537. They're open 6 days a week, one block north of historic downtown Mesquite at 204 North Galloway, 972-288-7537. Dixon Brothers, D-I-C-K-S-O-N.
You're listening to WBAP. That means you know what's going on. Now, News Talk 820 AM, 96.7 FM, WBAP.
Several years ago, I was looking for a pest elimination company as a sponsor. You just kind of go out and say, well, had somebody who was there for long, but some corporate changes necessitated that we find somebody else. And so I asked some friends of mine who worked in governmental work. I'll just leave it at that. And they said, well, you need to be contacting the Morrises, and that would be at Busy Bees Pest Control. And we've had them as a sponsor ever since. I've used their services. They're thorough. They're great. I've recommended them very happily, and I've had nice comments back. The Morrises have owned Busy Bees Pest Control since 1997. It was already 30 years old when they bought the business. They have grown it now to be a staff of more than 50 people, licensed technicians, certified applicators, sales staff, administrative staff, management team, and two bed bug detection dogs, Alfie and Trapper. Busy Bees provides pest control services to both residential and commercial properties. They are the best. All forms of pest control, from ants, termites, bees, and bed bugs to animal trapping and bird control, and much more. For more information, call them. The toll-free number is 1-800-INSECTS, 1-800-INSECTS. The Dallas side, you can use 972-416-9404, or call them from Fort Worth in that area, 817-838-7311. That's 1-800-INSECTS for anyone. Or visit them on the web at busybees.com. BIZZYBEES.com. Now we're going back to the phones to Jim in Vernon. Jim, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
How can I help you?
Our question is, if it's a good time right away to plant maybe Nelly R. Stevens as a screen to shut off our dumpsters, two of them, from the street. And if that's a good choice, what's the spacing best on those?
It's a great time to plant them, and I think either in Vernon or Wichita Falls, you'll find some very nice specimens in 10 or 15 or 20 or 50-gallon containers. They are grown in all different sizes. I have used Nelly R. Stevens holly at my home as a screening shrub, and I plant them. If I'm going to let them grow to full size, they will grow very tall. They'll grow 15 feet tall. And in those spacings, I will put them probably 8 to 10 feet apart. That's one of the reasons you go with the larger plants and fewer of them. They end up costing a little bit more that way, but not as much as they would if you put them at the same spacing you'd put a 5-gallon plant. If you plant five gallon small plants, you're going to crowd them. You're going to put them too close together. You will not. You'll just be so unsettled when you look at them and say, I can't believe that's ever going to screen that dumpster. And so the larger ones kind of give you that confidence that, yeah, these will grow large. They're fabulous plants. It's my number one plant. How much room do you have, horizontal room?
Plenty of room. I would say 12 feet.
All right. Well, I was going to say if it's any kind of a semi-rural part of Vernon, then Eastern Red Cedar Juniper is another possibility, but it gets a lot larger.
Yeah. No, we can stretch that out 12 to 14 feet.
Well, you'd have to have 20 or 30. Nellie R. Stevens is perfect, and I would put them 8 feet apart, and I'd get as big a plant as you can, 8 to 10 feet apart, and I'd get as large a plant as the budget allows.
All righty. Thank you.
There you
very
go.
Much.
Thanks for calling. You bet. And hand water. Hey, Jim. Okay. They're quick in the other room on the trigger finger, as you have to be in this business. I'm gonna mention to him off air now, and hope he turns his radio back on to see how his last few words sounded there. You need to hand water these for the first couple of years because they will dry out faster than the surrounding soil. Let's see where I am. Jim and McKinney, I can help you. How can I help?
Well, Neil, I called you about last year. I had an erosion problem underneath a live oak and was asking about ground covers. Now I decided to do the job right, and I built a stone retaining wall.
Good for you.
To solve the erosion. Now I need to have a ground cover for the area underneath this live oak, which it has a southwest exposure and gets very little sun.
All right, so it is a live oak, not a pin oak. My monitor here says pin oak, and that was why I had the alarm.
Well, I'm from up north, and I always confuse those things, but it's a live oak.
Thank you. I feel much better. Good deal. Okay, now you're looking for the best ground cover. Is that what you were asking?
Yeah, that would thrive in the shade.
The one that I have at my home in rural Collin County in huge quantity is Mondo grass, and the one that I recommend to people is Mondo grass, monkey grass. Mm. Not dwarf Mondo. Not the one that gets 2 inches tall or 3 inches tall, but the one that gets 6 to 8 inches tall. It will hold the soil. It looks great. It's soft textured. Not with live oaks that it's much of a problem with leaves, but when you have tree leaves that come down into it, it's easy to blow them out of Mondo grass, much more so than it would be. For example, if you had a red oak or if you had a pecan and you had those jagged leaves and you're trying to blow it out of a vining ground cover. So Mondo grass is it. I'd get tennis ball size clumps and space them 8 to 9 inches apart. I've done a big part of my landscape that same way.
And one other thing is,
okay, I got 10 seconds. 10 seconds.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Let me put you on hold. Charlie, we'll see if you need to wait. We'll be back, folks. We have two more hours. Stay tuned, if you will. Join me on Facebook, NEILSPERRY.